This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And explain why.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings. But I'm aware that we did, but really haven't had many discussions about it.
What are your thoughts on the play?
Sorry.
What are your thoughts on the play?
I know we're not very successful against it. I know that. But to be honest with you, I have not put much thought into it. It's been around for a while. We've used it in different fashions with our tight end. Again, I think there'll be a lot of discussions about it. I got to kind of look at some of the information as far as injury rates, things like that, to see. But we'll see.
Brian Kunikis, the GM there of the Green Bay Packers, speaking at the Combine as the Packers were the team.
Yeah, he's trying to clean it up now.
Yeah, he's like, I really haven't thought about it. Well, your franchise is the one apparently that's trying to get this thing banned. So it sounds like to me you have thought about it a little bit. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Coming up 11:30, Elliot, live from the Combine in Indianapolis. So today at around 2, Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni are both set to speak, I believe separately, one after the other. The Eagles will be at the podium. Every team that goes speaks. Gutekunst obviously speaking now or this morning with the Packers. So we'll air the Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni press conferences. Their first pressers since becoming Super Bowl champions.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we heard them speak, Howie was bleeding for this city, and it was all that kind of
stuff. Getting busted in the head with a beer bottle, a beer can.
Probably
100%, man.
A little more buttoned up today, but that's okay. We get the beginning of the offseason out in Indianapolis. We'll bring that to you live. Elliot at 11:30. We'll get to a Clearwater check-in. We're starting today, though, with the tush push stuff. And really, would it be a big deal if it is banned here? It is a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. So we got close to a 50-50 split so far in the poll. Yes, 46%, no, 54% in terms of if this is a big deal. I don't think it's a huge deal if it is banned. They'll figure out a way to score those touchdowns and get those first downs. Kyle and Hugh think it is. Hugh, we'll get back to phones in a second. A very big deal, obviously, though, is free agency, right? Who they keep, who they let go.
Hey.
So, Hugh, there's four big ones. The Eagles have four big free agents as we head towards, 2 weeks from tomorrow?
2 weeks.
I think we're less than 2 weeks of legal tampering, but 2 weeks from tomorrow will be the first day of the new league year. So, Hugh, of the four, all right, I'm going to throw the four names at you. We're going to play a little game here. Hugh, ready? You pick two. Pick the two.
Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton.
All right. So the four names are Josh Sweat, Mekhi Becton.
My bad,
Milton,
Joe.
I like the eagerness. All right. Sweat, Becton, Milton Williams, Zach Bond. If you could only have two, you would take?
Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton.
Why? All right. So I think a lot of people, and I'll give you mine in a second, but I think a lot of people are going to agree with you on Bond. I think actually most people would start with him. Why Becton?
Because I was told many moons ago, I remember when I was in Atlanta, I got a chance to talk to Thomas Dimitroff, and we were talking about offensive linemen. And a lot of times you see offensive linemen go other places and allow the teams to pay them. I remember a few years ago, Robert Gallery. Remember he got drafted by the Oakland Raiders?
Yep, high pick.
High pick.
Top two or three pick.
Didn't really work out. So teams are a little bit more leery about drafting offensive linemen high in the draft because of that. So a lot of teams, because they don't develop guys. And so they go out and they pick somebody else's guy. I think we did a good job of putting Mekhi Becton in a position where he was able to have success. You know, speaking of that, he was a guy that was considered a bust before he got here. Now he's a Super Bowl champion. So I think that you have him in a spot in a position right now where, you know, he's a good fit. And say, for instance, if Lane decides to retire, you have some guys in the pipe works that have been here for a while that you can slide him out to tackle.
And he has a lot of experience.
And he has a lot of experience there. So I just look at that as it's easier and they play longer. You know, you look at the longevity in the NFL now of offensive linemen, they're good for 10 to 15 years, easy. The other guys, like Bond, the only reason I say Bond is because, and I can move on this one too because I just thought about something, but Bond is a guy who came in and he played extremely well, and, you know, he's probably going to be looking for a payday. I would like to keep him, but now that I workshopped it, I thought about it a little bit. If Bond decided to leave, because he might be in a position where he might want to try to hit the free market and get as much money as he possibly can.
I'm sure he would. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Jeremiah Trotter Jr. coming in there playing linebacker because Vic Fangio did say his future might be now.
He would. So here's my thing on why I think Bond. So Bond is number one for me, and I'll give you my two in a second. If N'Kobe was
healthy,
and that, I don't just mean that like now, I mean in general, then I could probably get by with,
you can rock with that,
N'Kobe and Trot Jr., right? Like, and give that to Fangio to mold. I can't count on the health of N'Kobe. So, like, am I going to start a season next year with Trotter and who? I mean, like, then, you know, 2 years ago, the Eagles had Kaiser White and they had, why is his name? TJ Edwards, right? And then they let them both guac and they tried to replace it with whatever they could find. I'm trying to remember, who was it? Cunningham was the one linebacker. It was the Morrow arrived here in the middle of the season. It was garbage. I mean, obviously, they thought that N'Kobe could be ready, and then he got banged up again. And it turned out to be a disaster for their season. I need more certainty of linebackers, so I got to have Bond number one. Hugh, my number two, though, is not Becton. I'm going Milton Williams. I think we kind of underrated how good Milton was this year. And then it like hit us like a ton of bricks in the Super Bowl and like, oh my goodness, he's in the backfield every time. And I just look at the four free agents they have, the big ones. And I say, if these guys weren't Eagles, who do I think they would pursue the most in free agency, right? If they all came from a different team, who makes the most sense for the Eagles? And the guy I think about is Milton Williams. He's 26 years old. He's a pass-rushing interior defensive lineman. And you need someone next to Jalen Carter that can win one-on-ones because you're going to get a lot of one-on-ones because Carter's going to get double-teamed. I go Bond 1, Milton Williams 2. Those are my big two. So we're both okay letting Josh Sweat walk away? Neither of us mentioned.
Well, yeah, Josh about to get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was listening to the show last night, and Ashton was on, and Josh – I think Josh changed his agent.
Yeah, I went to Rosenhaus.
Oh, yeah, he about to get paid. I know Drew. Drew is my agent. And Drew talking money. Drew bought that dollar bill. How you think I got my ass in Jacksonville?
Drew. You blaming Drew Rosenhaus?
I'm not mad at Drew. Drew put a lot of money in my pocket, man. But, no, that's Drew's job. I understand when you're talking about Milt. But let me just drop this on you. Before there was Milton Williams, there was Javon Hargrave. Remember him?
Of course.
He played extremely well here. Went out to San Fran and got paid.
So you're saying, and then they had Fletcher. Now they have Jalen. So you're saying the guy next to the guy is going to do well?
Let me just say it like this. We've had dominant nose tackles in this 4-3 defense. We've had dominant guys in this three defense. The three techniques get paid because they get a chance to shine because they get the one-on-ones and they take full advantage of it. I would not be mad. Milt Williams is going to go out and take full advantage of the courtship that's about to happen for him. He's about to fly on private planes. Him and his family about to get taken out. Pop's going to be eating cordon bleu and all kind of meats wrapped in bacon and chilling. They're going to have a good old time. And he's a Super Bowl champion.
So
he about to get paid.
Yeah,
That's the bottom line. He about to get paid.
I agree with that. At the locker cleanout day, he was wearing a Clutch Sports hoodie.
He about to get paid.
When you're wearing a Clutch Sports hoodie, you're not taking discounts.
You're right. You shouldn't.
Yesterday, NFL.com ranked their top 101 free agents. They had Milton Williams third overall. I do think he's going to get paid a lot of money.
Don Perignon.
Yeah, all that. Does that go with the cordon bleu?
Yeah, the cordon bleu and Don Perignon. I made somebody mad by saying that. Somebody's triggered.
This guy doesn't know what he's saying.
I'm going to have to be the one that gets the phone calls. Like,
trigger
does you
warning.
Know that it's Don Perignon?
Trigger warning.
So, all right, I understand your point on Becton, and I understand that the guy next to Jalen Carter is going to get one-on-ones, and this is a deep defensive tackle draft class.
Oh, yeah, so get you one of them young Thundercats, man.
But can I find another Becton?
Yes.
Jeff Stoutland is here. Am I going to pay $15 to $20 million a year for Mekhi Becton when they found him last year and nobody wanted him, and then Stoutland made him? Like, they're paying a lot of money at left tackle.
Got a good offensive line coach, man.
I know, but they're paying left tackle. They're paying left guard. They're going to play. I wouldn't be surprised they give – I think they could extend Juergens this offseason. They're going to pay center. They're paying right tackle. You going to pay everyone on the offensive line a lot of money?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you look – here's the thing. When you look at the way a team is presently constructed, and you're talking about more bang for your buck, let's break it down. Let's talk about cars and performance pieces on your cars. You're gonna pay more for like turbochargers and fuel injectors and all other stuff because they're slotted and rated for longevity.
Sure,
that's what your offensive players are because they're longevity. They're going to play for a longer time, and they're going to be more durable for a longer time.
So you basically you trust Becton's next 3 years versus Milton's?
Yes, and Milton is more like he's more like air filters and exhaust pipes. No, seriously.
No, I like the
analogy. You see what I'm saying? Because it's going to give you like 15 to 20 horsepower, but the core units in your vehicle, those are the ones that's going to give you the real bang for your buck. Because Milton, like. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Milton Williams because he had a hell of a season. But Jalen Carter is more like those integral pieces. He's more like the integral pieces of your vehicle.
He makes a go.
Yeah. Milt is more like air filter. You can get another air filter. You get another air filter. In the draft because that's something that's going to probably give you like 15, 20 horsepower.
And it is a big defensive tackle draft. I mean, I could see them. Yeah. I could see Milton leaving and then drafting one in the first or second round, and he plays next to him, and it probably works. The other thing with this conversation, 215-592-9494, we're given our top two. Are the Eagles actually going to value Bond the way we do? I mean, they don't pay linebackers. I know we said this about the running back, and then they paid Saquon. I need to see Bond get a lot of money here before I'm fully sold. They're actually going to bring him back. I want him back, but we'll see in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, no. You let him test the market. He ain't coming back.
Someone might offer him.
That filet mignon? Give him that filet mignon.
You having that and the cordon bleu, or is that too much? Is that too much?
You get all that.
I have to imagine when you went on free agency trips, you didn't skimp on the meals.
No, it was more because me and my wife went at the time. And I remember they had a jet to fly to Jacksonville. I said, ooh, I'm living high on the hog with this one. Little did I know.
Does she do anything for us?
Year later.
Little did I know.
So I kind of think the Vic Fangio presence changes the way that they view Zach Bond in free agency. They didn't do that thing where they just invested everything in the defensive line going into the season. They invested more in the back seven this time. I mean, they had the two draft picks, Dejean and Quinion. And, you know, while Bond wasn't a huge investment, like, I think Vic Fangio might view it in a way that that's sort of the key to the engine on the defense. Now, there's Jalen Carter, who's the most important player because of what he does up front. But Zach Bond, he's the green dot guy when N'Kobe's down. We know that N'Kobe's not very reliable injury-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Vic Fangio had his way, he would, like, Bond would be their number one priority.
Well, you can also throw this in. It didn't work, but they did try to also bring in Devin White. They did throw some more money linebackers
Forgot
last
that.
Year. Like, so. they tried to upgrade the position.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Bond and Williams are my two because I think they're the two best players. I'll just put it that way.
So I was with you But I'm starting to come around on the Becton thing. Like, I understand that we have Jeff Stoutland, and he's like a guru, but there does have to be something there for him to work with. Like, we've seen, like, Andre Dillard was a failure here. Tyler Steen, he's a third-round pick, but there's a noticeable drop-off when he goes in the games mm-hmm. for Mekhi Becton. Mm-hmm. Mekhi Becton came out very talented. He started as a tackle. So, and that's actually another part of it, too. Like, every offseason now, the reality of Lane Johnson's career ending becomes more and more relevant. So, Mekhi Becton, a guy who came out as a tackle, you could swing him out, and then it makes that money that you're paying him worth it.
Well, yeah, because then you're protecting the tackle position, too. And he might be the next tackle. 215-592-9494. All right, pick two out of the four. The four big free agents for the Eagles. The offseason in earnest starts now with the combine. We have Josh Sweat, Mekhi Becton, Milton Williams, Zach Bond. If the Eagles could keep two, who do you go with? I'm with Bond and Williams. Hugh and Kyle are with Bond and Becton. So we're all saying goodbye to Josh Sweat here as a group.
Josh about to get paid.
Yeah, and I do think they're more ready for that. Like, think about their drafts the last couple of years. They have Nolan Smith, and they also have Jalik Hunt. I mean, it seems like they've been preparing here for the future at the edge. 215-592-9494. And, of course, the tush push. If it's banned, is it a big deal for the future of the Eagles? David in Doylestown.
Dave.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, David?
What's going
on? The Green Bay kittens. I won't say the other word. It's just...
They're soft. I mean, they're soft.
It's soft. It's horrible. And I guarantee you, Green Bay isn't the only team on this, run. It's a play we've mastered. We're just good. Everybody hates Philly. We won. And one thing I want to bring up about the tush push, how many seasons did we not win the Super Bowl with the tush push when it was more successful and we didn't win? And now we won? No, we won this year because we had animals on our team. Or, the powers that be flipped the script. We got beef on that offensive line. Our defense was, like, phenomenal. It was our defense that won the Super Bowl. They shut Kansas City down. It wasn't the tush push. It's just ridiculous.
Well, David, it is. And you're right. Like, they won the Super Bowl this year. They didn't win it the year after that. The year before that, they didn't win. In 2022, it felt like more of their identity. They didn't win it then. I just feel like the NFL teams that are pushing for this, and David, good phone call. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's probably too far to say it's much ado about nothing. It is something, in terms of the NFL thinking about it and teams pushing for it. But, it's three plays on average a game that the Eagles run. Like, the fact that the Packers push for this, the fact that Raheem Morris is putting himself out there that he hates this. Again, Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Falcons this morning, said it should have been banned 3 years ago.
Yeah, he's a hater.
I think we're going to hear more of this the next couple days. Morris. It feels like teams are now emboldened to say, yep, you know what, count me in.
Yeah, I agree. It just feels like an easy lever for all these other teams to pull to put the Eagles back on their playing field. Like, just for a ridiculous example. If somebody came up with the idea that we can ban a Patrick Mahomes 60-yard or more pass, I think everybody would be down with that. Like, if they could easily make that move and do it.
But you can't, and it's stupid.
Of course not. No, I get it, and I think it's lame.
Stupid.
Like, just stop it. But at the same time, it's just an easy way for them to put them back on their playing field.
Well, to use your example, we think about him in highlights, but how many 60-yard touchdown passes a year does Mahomes have?
Right,
four?
Right, exactly. But you could take that away.
Right. And again, all of it is silly. I think the Eagles can overcome it, though, if we get there. Audrey's at South Philly. What's up, Audrey?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Audrey. What's up?
Hey, Hugh, I just want to give you a shout-out and say thank you for everything you did for the city, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear you that you're in the city and you're on the radio, and I was so happy to get you back in 04 to make that run, dude. I'm really happy.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
To do that.
Thank you.
Didn't you punch T.O. in the face?
Thanks a lot, Kyle, for keeping it all in perspective.
Go ahead, Audrey.
I already told the your producer what I think about it. Green Bay, and it ain't nice. It's the word you want to use, you, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. Female dog.
On mm-hmm. that, just know what I said. It's the P word. Anyway, I think it's absolutely insane that they actually want to do this. Other teams have tried it. We're showing you exactly what we're doing, and you can't stop it.
They don't have a person.
We're showing you, and you still can't stop it. Everybody knows what's coming, and it does reverse field position. If they stop it, it on our own 35 sometimes. If they stop it, they get the ball there. So if they can't stop it there, then that's too bad for them. That's too bad for any team that can't stop it.
Well, it is. I mean, again, it's not exactly like the most complicated thing in the world.
No, it ain't rocket science.
It's on tape. Yeah. They have a chance to see it, and no one's been able to do it. Audrey, good phone call. I think it is, again, it's silly by Green Bay. It's silly by the NFL teams. I think part of this is teams are jealous. They can't do it, and they can't stop it.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're just trying to take something away and knock the champions down a peg. This happens sometimes. But I look at it like this. If it's taken away, I will be against the ruling. But I still think the Eagles will find a way to get enough of those first downs that it's not going to appreciably change the team next year.
So you believe in Howie? That's
what you're saying. I believe in Howie. How about
Nick Sirianni?
Hugh is up next. Different Hugh than the one that's next to me. What's up, Hugh?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Hugh. And Hugh, I must, you know, thank you for holding our name down.
I try, man, every day.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
I mean, we run the rocks with Hugh Grant and Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, we do. So. Yeah, that's we got a great company.
Yeah, Hughes are kind of going out. Yeah. What do you do? Hold that torch, guys. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I want to make a comment about the brotherly shove and, you know, the haters and everything. You got Green Bay and Raheem Morris. Historically speaking, in sports, if you can't beat them, you try to ban them. If you remember, or historically, Lou Alcindor, the basketball rule before he went to the NCAA.
Can't dunk.
They banned the dunk in 1967. And it wasn't repealed until 1976 when he was long out of college because they didn't want him to dominate. And I think that's what's going on right now. I hope they're not successful, but if they are, I think with our O-line and Jeff Stoutland, the Eagles will adjust and we'll be okay. That's my comment.
Yeah, and Hugh, that's where I am. It's silly. It's a good comparison there, Hugh, and good phone call to the Lou Alcindor thing way back in the day. But Lou Alcindor figured it out. I pointed out earlier, you know, when you go to illegal hand checking in basketball, the greatest defenders figured it out. If the Eagles were a middling team and this was their way to steal a game or steal a first down, then I'd be worried. But I'm not, because I think they'll find a different way to get those first downs. But it is annoying, Hugh. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
It's just some crybaby stuff. To me, it's some crybaby stuff, because I think the league is built on, and back in the day, when you used to talk about the game, you know, the frozen tundra and all that other stuff, they highlighted the fact that everything was a physical confrontation. And it was your will and your physicality that dominated. Remember, who was the dude that used to do? Was it John Vicenda? Is that who I'm thinking about?
Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking about. Yeah. That used to narrate the game.
Yeah, the autumn wind is a raider.
Dog, I remember growing up and how they would slow-mo that stuff. And you would just see, just raw power.
Yeah.
Just dominating people. And the way he talked about it is just one man's will against another. That was bananas. And that's what the NFL is. So to take away this play, I think you're going to take away what the NFL is at its core.
Well, and it takes away, again, the two parts that make football so interesting to watch is it's half of it is the physicality, athleticism, the greatness of the individual players on a team with 11 on the field at the same time. The other part is the strategic element. Not just designing the play, which the Eagles have designed it to a great extent, but also how to get to it. It's not, I don't think it's a, it's not a shock to hear when the Eagles talk about first and nine. You mentioned, Hugh, we had Greg Olsen on when we were at the Super Bowl. He mentioned sometimes he feels the Eagles call plays to get to the tush push.
Yeah, because it's easy money. Hey, we're going to call this play because it's going to put us in this position. And then we're going to score.
Yeah, you go from first, it's like a first and nine. You get those 9 yards, and you almost know you're going to get the first down afterwards. And that's a powerful thing for the offense. If you lose that, it would be a challenge. I think the Eagles could overcome it. 215-592-9494. By the way, when Hugh called in and he said you guys are kind of going out of style, I looked it up. Top 1,000 boy names last year.
Hugh?
Yeah, you and Hugh, the other Hugh, 765 out of 1,000. So
that ain't bad.
Well, I mean, it's
That's pretty bad.
Kyle, you were at 416.
A lot better than Hugh.
Yeah, I was at 29.
Wait a minute, you mean okay, when you say 765, that means it's only what?
Out of 1,000 baby names.
Oh, okay.
You're towards the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, got you. Yeah. I heard that wrong.
There's
Don't laugh at that, Kyle. Oh, common name, have an ass.
Can you guess what number one was last year?
Bill. Saquon.
No.
Maybe George.
Maybe next. George?
No, no.
In 2024?
I'm trying to bounce back. I'm trying to bounce back from my math debacle.
Liam. Liam was the
Stop
most popular.
Stop it.
Liam.
I was going to guess Mosh next.
Liam and Noah were the top two most popular names last year. Just so there's going to be a lot of those kids
Noah
running
Douglas. Oh, yeah. No, it's not like I'm having no kids.
Are you making an announcement on the show? More babies? Sorry. 215-592.
More babies with your old ass?
215-592-9494. Coming up, more of your phone calls and all of this after we head out to Indianapolis. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks, who is at the NFL Combine. He's bouncing around press conference to press conference, listening to what people are saying about the tush push. We'll get his take on this, the free agents, and the vibe out there in Indy as the offseason begins. Plus, do we think Elliott could score a touchdown on the tush push? He's famously before said he could gain a yard in an NFL game. That's about a yard. I wonder if Elliott thinks he can get
one. Tough yard.
It's a challenging yard. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We got a big NBA game tonight. Listen up. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a 50% same-game parlay profit boost for tonight's matchup. The Mavs and Lakers are playing after the blockbuster with Luka Doncic. Will Luka come out hot and show the world he's in shape? Perhaps. An all Luka same-game parlay. 25 or more points, 6 or more assists, 8 or more rebounds. Mix and match with players on either team for an even bigger payout. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get your same-game parlay profit boost for the Lakers game. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of